Welcome to the 62nd episode of the Hondo Handy Podcast, brought to you by Atlantic Physical Therapy. They are here to help you with your recovery or providing you with a safe environment. They keep the care and health care. Located in Maryland and Ocean Pines, West Ocean City, Maryland and Salisbury, and in Delaware and Somerville, Ocean View, Millsboro, and Laurel. Call 410-208-3630 or find them on the web at AtlanticPTRehab.com. My guest today is Lou Taylor. How you doing today, Lou?
I'm doing great, Hondo. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, congratulations to you on a difficult year.
Yeah, it's been a difficult year, but I'm so proud of Worcester County Public Schools, how we've persevered and done the very best. A lot of true professionals, and just glad we've gotten to the end of it and looking forward to a good return this coming fall.
Mr. Taylor, let me give my listeners a little background on you before we get started.
Okay.
Lou Taylor is a lifelong resident of Worcester County, and he currently holds the position of superintendent for Worcester County Public Schools. A 1978 graduate of Stephen Decatur High School, he went on to pursue his undergraduate degrees and graduate degrees at Salisbury University. He is a 37-year employee of the Worcester County Public School Systems. Congratulations so far on a fantastic career, Lou.
Thank you, Hondo. It has been a wonderful career, one I never imagined has gone so quickly as I begin in July, my 38th year. And I've just been so honored to be able to work in such a fine school system around a lot of quality people and in a community where I grew up. And it's just been kind of a dream come true. It really shows that if you work hard, great things will happen to you. And I feel like I've worked very hard my entire career, and I couldn't be more happy with the way my career has gone thus far.
And you're a prime example of working hard. Mr. Taylor, tell my listeners a little bit about your upbringing, maybe where you grew up and if you played any sports or were involved in any recreation activities when you were younger.
Yeah, well, I grew up right here in Worcester County, in the northern part of the county. Went to school in the northern part of Worcester County, and grew up in Bishopville. I started my first 4 or 5 years, I lived in Ocean City. My parents had an apartment complex down there, and then in 1967, I was 7 years old, we moved to Bishopville, where my grandfather had started a housing development there, and really, I've been there outside of leaving for 4 years to live in Salisbury when I was at Salisbury University. I've lived there my entire life. I've come back and built a home there and made my adult life in that community. So where I've grown up is where I still am today, and very proud and honored to live, and never really wanted to live anywhere else. It's where I've wanted to be. And growing up, this community and this county was good to me. I played my three sports of interest and love were obviously in the fall of the year. I played peewee football in Berlin, then went on to play basketball in some small recreation programs between Berlin and Ocean City, nothing like they have today. And then played baseball, which was probably the best sport of the three that I played as a young man growing up. Played Little League for Bishopville Little League, and we played Berlin, Ocean City, and Willards, and very active in sports. My parents, very supportive of us being involved in sports, and I credit my sports as being part of my success because I learned very early how to work as a team, how to accept others, both good and bad, and a lot of quality things come out of those recreational years, learned about discipline and how to be disciplined, and so all through my young years, I really focused on those three sports with football, basketball, and baseball.
Now, when you entered high school, what sports did you play?
Again, I carried those same three sports in high school. Okay. Very fortunate to play 4 years of high school football, two on the JV and two on the varsity. Then in basketball, I played same thing, 2 years on the JV and 2 years on the varsity basketball team at Stephen Decatur High School, and then played right. 4 years of varsity baseball. We didn't have a JV team in okay. baseball when I went to school there, and I was one of two or three freshmen that made the varsity as a ninth grader. So I was honored, very honored to play and loved all three sports. I tell you, I couldn't pick one out, because when it was that season, I loved being a part of those teams, and am grateful that I had a three sport career as a high school student.
Great. After high school, you decided to go to college, and you attended Salisbury University. But was Salisbury your first choice, or were you considering other colleges?
Well, Salisbury was my first choice. I have only applied to two colleges, Hondo, one being Salisbury and the other being West Virginia University. And a good friend of mine that I grew up with was a couple years ahead of me, went to West Virginia, and I had spent a couple weekends or going out with his parents. With his parents and to see him. And I kind of got a love for West Virginia, but I'm a home guy. I enjoyed playing baseball for a year over at Salisbury. I was able to make the baseball team at Salisbury my freshman year.
Okay.
And so I did really, truly Salisbury was my choice. And so that was a great choice. And I have been grateful for, you know, having the education from Salisbury. And it's the first time too, as a young man growing up, living away from home. My mom and dad said to me, you know, you can go to college, but you're going to live on campus. You're not going to live at home. And I'm glad they made me do that, because again, I learned a lot of things from living on my own and not having my parents there to support every little thing that I maybe run up against. So it's a great experience being in Salisbury.
Yes, it is. It's away from home, but not too far away from home.
That's exactly right.
So what was your major at Salisbury?
I was a physical education major. So education with a concentration in physical education. Really had a focus when I went over there. I love playing sports so much that the reason I chose physical education is because I had a real strong desire and dream to be a high school coach. And I even thought maybe a college coach down the road, but I had a little left turn and got into the administrative track, but physical education and wanted to be a coach and was able to do that in my teaching career.
You know, that's the exact same reasons I became a physical education major.
Yeah.
I wanted to possibly become a coach.
Right.
Well, you also got your master's from Salisbury. And what tell us a little bit about that.
I started teaching, and you know, in the state of Maryland, you have to get so many credits a year.
Right.
To keep your certification up. And the faster you can get those credits done, the better off you are. And so I started right away getting my master's, graduated from Salisbury in 82. After a year of teaching, went back and got my started the master's program. And it took a lot of work because, again, I coached three sports when I started teaching.
Wow.
And back in those days, you didn't have online courses and stuff. So I would finish like at 5 o'clock and have to be in class on a Wednesday night for a master's course at Salisbury. So I would eat my dinner on the road and in between driving from Stephen Decatur High School, where I was coaching, to SU. And it took discipline. It took desire. It took a lot of drive. And sometimes I would get frustrated and say, is it all worth it? But as I look back on my life now, it truly was worth it for me.
So you said you started your career at Berlin Intermediate School as a PE instructor, and you were coaching at Stephen Decatur,
right?
And working on your master's all at the same time.
All the same time.
Wow.
Yep.
Now, tell us about your experience at Berlin Intermediate School.
Well, I was the that's where my journey truly began as a educational professional that has propelled me to where I am today. And a lot of little things that took place then has enabled me to get where I am today. I started teaching. And when I started teaching, I was energetic. I loved being with the kids. I never told the administration that I wouldn't do something extra. I did lunch duties. I did bus duties. I did all those things.
Right.
And I think it paid dividends because I only taught for 5 years when I was tapped by then superintendent and assistant superintendent Tom Dorman to become an assistant principal.
Okay.
So I think, and when I was appointed assistant principal at Berlin Intermediate, which is Berlin Middle School then,
Right.
I asked them, you know, I'm 29 years old. How come I was selected at such a young age? And the comment that was made to me was, Lou, we have watched your work ethic. And we think that you, if you take that work ethic to the next level of administration, everything else will fall in place for you. So it just goes to show, if you roll up your sleeves, you work hard, whether it's getting a college degree, get your high school degree, and you have dreams, all things are possible. And so I was in 1989, I became an assistant principal, and I'm 29 years old. So very early on.
Good. So you were in that position for a couple of years before moving on to Stephen Decatur.
Yes, I was assistant principal there for 2 years. And then in 1991, the superintendent of schools, who was Terry Greenwood at the time, came over to me and asked me would I move to the high school. And I will tell you, I told him I would go wherever they needed me. But one of the transitional periods in my life career, Hondo, was it was very difficult for me to become a vice principal in 89 at 29 when I was in the threshold of really getting into the coaching arena. And it was hard for me to give that up. But right. As life goes on now and I've been able to propel myself to where I am today, it all worked out for the best. And I went over to Stephen Decatur in 1991. And was there as an assistant principal and principal, total of 21 years.
Wow. Now, moving from Berlin Intermediate, Berlin Middle School, as an assistant super principal, and right. Going to Stephen Decatur was a big jump, big difference.
Yeah, it's a huge difference, but the it's a big difference in kids, but kids are kids. And you right. Adjust to them. The other thing that I had in my favor, Hondo, was I had coached. I coached three sports, so I knew how to. At least I hope I did how to handle high school kids. Right. And then on top of that, when I went over to the high school for the next handful of years, I knew most of the kids because right. They had been with me at the middle school. So it all worked in tangent together so that I could be pretty successful as a young assistant principal over at Stephen Decatur High School.
Now, when you became principal, a lot of your duties changed because you were the vice principal at first.
Right. You know, in 1995, I became the principal at 33 years of age, very young to be the principal of the largest high school in Worcester County. And the superintendent at the time, we joke about it now because I still stay in contact with him, Dr. Terry Greenwood, when he came in, he said, Lou, I think you're ready, but I've got some reservations because you're so young. And he says, I'm taking a big chance on you at 33 years of age to put you in charge of our largest school in this county. And I looked at him and I said, as straightforward as I could, I said, Dr. Greenwood, first of all, I'm honored to have the opportunity. I said, but secondly, I'll never let you down. And I think the rest has been, was a good run. For the next 17 years, I was able to sit in that chair and really had an opportunity to sit there as long as I wanted to, but a job came available in 2012, and then I moved to the next level.
Well, you certainly had lots of achievements at Stephen Decatur, and during your tenure there, the high school became,
that's right.
You were instrumental in establishing and organizing the Stephen Decatur's Alumni Association. And right. That group in 11 months sought and raised over, $500,000, I believe, for the communities, from the community for that new athletic field house.
That's right. That's some of you've mentioned. First and foremost, we were the first Blue Ribbon school in Worcester County. Yeah, Stephen Decatur High School was the first Blue Ribbon school. And then I was honored to become, and I'm the year is slipping my mind right now, but I was honored to become the Maryland State High School Principal of the Year. That was a big honor. And then we went forward and raised over $500,000 to build that field house. We needed a field house. We were out of locker room space, and Hondo's the community just opened their arms to me. And I raised most of that on my own, making community connections, plus some of our more distinguished alumni. You know, our good friend Oliver Purnell was instrumental in, right, in donating to that process. A former Kippy Johnson, who is one of the a renowned attorney in the country now, and there were so many more. I could name you name after name that stepped up and said, "Hey, we're behind you. We're going to make this happen." And so that was real big, and we were able to get done. The key to that was we raised it in less than a year.
Wow,
we were able to get that built. So that building, as you ride by it today, was built from this community and graduates of Steve Decatur High School. And we're very honored. And when I ride by it each and every day, I feel up with a great deal of pride knowing people have still cared about their school and the community still cared about it to make that happen for us.
Lou, before I get off the subject, can you explain to my listeners what a Blue Ribbon school is?
Well, it's changed in so many ways. Basically, okay, it looks at several criteria, how your achievement is going, how your attendance is going over a period of time,
okay,
how you're meeting. Basically, the key to it is how you're meeting. Are you meeting the needs of kids at a very high level? And there's a matrix that you have to follow and then put in all the data. And then the state takes a look at it to determine all those variables that you put in to see if you are one that's just an average school or above average school. And they have a threshold that you have to reach. And I don't even know what it is today because it's changed so much. And then if you meet that, then they decide if you're a Blue Ribbon school or not. And Steve Decatur High School had achieved many of that criteria that they put forth to make us a Blue Ribbon school.
Excellent. So when you had the opportunity to serve as assistant superintendent, I guess under Dr. Andes, I believe, you know, there had to be because he's such a dedicated administrator for Steve Decatur and graduated from there. Was it kind of hard for you to leave Steve Decatur?
Probably the toughest move of my professional career. Steve Decatur is like my home. I still feel very strongly about Steve Decatur, even though I feel very strongly about all of our schools now and have to look at it with a broader lens. But Steve Decatur, like with you, Hondo, is just a special place. And it's a place that I will always cherish. I ride by that school daily, and I just beam with pride because of what it meant to me as a young man growing up as a kid, and then what it meant to me to be able to have the opportunity to work in the administrative track there for all those years. So yes, it was a tough choice for me, but I'd reached a point in my career where I either had to decide to stay there until I retired, and I was given that opportunity, or make a jump to a higher level position. And the deciding point for me was, I can move to the next level because I still have my hand in Steve Decatur. I still have a say on how we operate, what takes place. So it was good and bad. It was a double-edged sword. Hated to walk away. In fact, the night I drove away from there for the last time as the principal of that school, I'm a pretty emotional guy. I had tears in my eyes all the way home because it was like leaving my home. Sometimes people say, Lou, that was your second home. To be honest with you, Hondo, Steve Decatur High School was my first home, and where I slept at night was my second home. So it was a tough move, but it was one that, again, you know, I have a very strong faith, and I believe firmly God placed me in a position to be ready to do other things, and I certainly prayed about it, and trusted in his call, and certainly I'm happy from where I am. And there's not many days I don't visit Steve Decatur High School.
Wow. Well, you know, I feel the same way about Steve Decatur. So,
oh yeah, I know we
share. Certainly understand.
Yep.
Lou, you're currently in your fifth year as superintendent for Worcester County Schools. that was a big jump from, assistant to overseeing all, being in charge of overseeing all the schools in the county.
Right. That is a big jump. Every move, you know, when I left Steve Decatur and became an assistant superintendent, that was another step. Right. I almost compare it using the coaching analogy. You know, you coach JV, then you coach varsity.
Right.
Then you go on to maybe a junior college, to maybe a Division II college, and then you make the leap to a Division I head coach. It's that kind of progression, but in a different way for when you're becoming assistant principal to supervisor or coordinator to assistant superintendent to superintendent. So I feel like I've reached the Division I level. And when you do that, you take a great deal in pride that you have done some good things along the way to propel you to that level. But it all, as it does with the coaching arena, it all brings another set of challenges, and it also brings another level of issues and problems sometimes you have to address. But it's all about, doing the right thing. My integrity is important to me. Morals are important to me. And each and every day, I try to look at myself in the mirror and say, have I given it the best I've got to kids and employees to make them better people? And so I challenge myself. I'm as hard on myself as I am on anybody else. I have a very high standard for myself. And that's what I think. To be a good leader, you have to do that.
Excellent analogy. Isn't it interesting how sports can still play a role in your life and your decision making?
Hondo, I will tell you that sports, whether it's player or coach, and I'm sure you can relate to this, there's not a day goes by that I'm doing something that the sports arena, whether a player or coach, has prepared me to handle that situation.
It is truly interesting.
Yep.
Lou, how many schools do you oversee now? How many schools are in the county?
There are 14 schools here in Worcester County. We have 3 schools in Pocomoke. We have 5 schools, 6, 5 in Snow Hill, and then 6, I think I got it right, 6 up north.
Okay.
So there's a total of 14 schools.
Okay, good. Now, this is something you probably don't think about every day, but how many employees do you have?
We Worcester County Public Schools, counting contractual employees and every, have about 1,100 employees total.
Wow.
It's a major business. It's a, you know, I look at it from a business view because I manage or oversee about $120 million budget. And so from a business standpoint with people and what we have to do, it's the largest employer in Worcester County. It has the largest budget probably in Worcester County. The Atlantic General Hospital is near that as well. We are a major, we serve more meals than any restaurant in Worcester County. We transport more people than any transportation in Worcester County. So we're a large operation. And so we try to do it the best we can.
Well, the kids have so many opportunities at each school, you know, such as clubs, after school, sports, clubs like Connections, just to name a few.
Right.
There's a lot of opportunities to get involved, not just with sports.
That's right. We offer something for everybody. You know, the arts, music, drama, all those types of things for the kids who have an interest in arts. We have a number of clubs. We have after-school programs where outside agencies bring things in, like Boy Scouts, 4-H, the list goes on. We try to meet the needs of all kids. Not every kid's an athlete. Not every kid's interested in the arts. So we try to meet needs of all kids. And it's my goal that we get – try to identify with every kid an opportunity to do something out of the classroom. And so the extracurricular programs that we support or invite into our schools or manage are very valuable to the growth of a young person and the success of a young person. So I am very much in favor of those types of things being parts of our schools.
Mr. Taylor, what has been your biggest challenge so far as a superintendent?
Well, biggest challenge is, Hondo, and it probably is what we're dealing with today. And all schools in our society is doing it. I want our schools to be equitable for all people, not just a certain race or ethnicity group or for boys, for girls. I want it to be a place where all kids, no matter what type of background they come from, feel like they are welcomed, that feel like they are safe, and feel like they have an opportunity to grow. And so managing that that part of it and bringing people in all those arenas who manage them together to make sure that we are recognizing the needs of all kids is a daily challenge for us. Will continue to be a daily challenge for people who follow me, but you have to make that a priority. This is not a school system for one subset of kids or one subset of adults. It's a school system for all people. And so we need to make sure that we are evaluating our programs, evaluating what we're teaching, evaluating how we present ourselves. We want kids to see themselves in classrooms. And so we have to continue to evaluate that as leaders, as professionals, to make sure that we are recognizing those things as we move our kids forward.
Good. Lou, you're in, Mr. Taylor, you're involved in the community a lot. What are some of the boards that you're currently serving on?
Yeah, I've been involved in the community, but that's paid dividends for me as a school leader, as a system-wide leader. Presently, right now, I'm on the board of directors at Calvin B. Taylor Bank. I'm also on the SU Foundation, Salisbury University Foundation. I'm on that because that's my alma mater too. I also serve on the foundation board of Atlantic General Hospital. I was previously the chairman of Atlantic General Hospital Board of Trustees, and over the last two or three years, I've been on their foundation board because my tenure moved off of that. I've been on many boards, but currently the three big ones right now for me are the SU Foundation, the Foundation of Atlantic General Hospital, and the Calvin B. Taylor Board of Directors.
And I saw that you, like you said previously, you served on many other boards, such as the Community Foundation of the Eastern Shore, right. Worcester County's Local Management Board.
One of the big ones that I served on was the Hudson Board, because that deals with addictions and alcohol and drug issues to help people. And I'm very passionate about that, very passionate to make sure that people don't develop addictions. And when they do, we all know that's a sickness and we need to be there to provide support. So I spent a few years also as their chairman of their board in my earlier years. And that's a passion of mine, still is a passion of mine.
Very important. Lou, I know you mentioned earlier, I think we mentioned it anyway, that you have been involved with the Baja RV Park. For a long while.
Right. That's the Ballyhay RV Parks, the campground. It's 188 camp sites. That's a family business that my grandfather started back in the late 1980, roughly. And it was stayed in the family. And then when I was teaching, I was working there in the summer. And then as time went on, I kind of oversaw that, managed that with some family, some extended family. And we still it's operated as a co-op today, has less management from our standpoint, but it's still family owned as we're working through selling those lots off and co-oping that. But that's been a long time family business, of which I've been very proud to be a part of as well.
And earlier you had mentioned that you were the principal of the year in the state of Maryland. I think that was in 1998.
Right.
You also have been named the Ocean City Chamber. I guess that's a Citizen of the Year. And you has to be excited about having that stadium being named the Lewis H. Taylor Stadium, the one there at Stephen Decatur.
Yeah, Hondo, you've mentioned the three nicest awards that I've ever received in my life. Being a principal of the year for the state of Maryland was truly an honor. Again, it's like sports, being named the coach of the year. So that was a huge honor for me. And the former principal, Mr. Tom Zimmer, and the present principal, Mr. Tom Seitz, presented the naming of that stadium. I guess I did something right for all those years. obviously built that field house, got the money for that, was instrumental in getting the money secured for that turf field, of which you saw and have seen before.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's absolutely beautiful. And I just was, to as a sidebar, you did an outstanding job. Very proud to be your friend, Hondo, with the way you spoke as the commencement speaker this year at Stephen Decatur High School. But to have my name put up on that stadium, approved by our Board of Education, was a very humbling experience. It's one that I just still takes my breath, and I can't believe that there were people who thought that should happen and then people who voted to make that happen after the 21 years. And even before that, I've probably spent over 40 years as a student, student athlete, a coach, teacher, an administrator in that building, and have that to happen a few years back in 2019 was just the capstone of my career. Just a huge honor that, as I said, it still takes my breath to think that took place.
As an athlete, what role would you say sportsmanship plays in youth sports or in high school sports also?
It is the number one most important thing, in my opinion, sportsmanship. Not everybody's a great athlete. Not everybody's going to hit home runs. Not everybody's going to score 35 points. Not everybody's going to make 10 tackles a game. But everybody can show good sportsmanship. And it doesn't take a lot of talent to do that. It just takes a desire to be a good human being and to represent yourselves. You know, I used to tell our student athletes, first and foremost, you represent yourselves on a field or on a court. Then you represent your school. And then thirdly, you represent your family or your namesake. Those three combined should make you want to be a good sportsman or have good sportsmanship when you play athletics. I get that it's competitive. I get that sometimes emotions get involved, but you're out there first and foremost as a good human being, or at least you need to be a good human being. You're out there too, to when kids put on those jerseys at Stephen Decatur, like you and I have over our careers, that should come with immense pride. And thirdly, you know, whether you have a good home life or not, you have a namesake. You represent yourselves in your name. And so in my opinion, that sportsmanship is paramount. And to me, an average athlete who's a good sportsman and has good sportsmanship will go a lot farther than life than the one who can go out there and do it all but have bad sportsmanship. So sportsmanship is first and foremost.
Excellent point. Mr. Taylor, what would you tell following their dreams, whether it be sports or any other thing?
You know, I've exceeded my dreams. I had a dream to be a coach, as you and I talked about, and you had the same dream. I had a dream to be a coach. And when I was in high school, I dreamed that that's where I wanted to be. And I knew what it would take. And it just doesn't mean you walk out on the field. There's a lot that goes into that. And I had to get a degree to make sure that happened. So I felt strongly that I reached that dream. And I did reach that dream. And then beyond that, I have dreamed of being a good, first and foremost, I dream to be a good human being, to do unto others what they would do unto you. And so those are dreams too, and things that I put in the way as I move forward. But I think every dream is attainable. Every realistic dream is attainable. You know, a lot of us as kids grew up and say, oh, we want to be, we want to be Brooks or Frank Robinson, or we want to be Oscar Robertson, or we want to be Lou Alcindor, or, you know, and I'm talking names that you and I knew, but the kids today, I guess I'm comparing it to LeBron James and Michael Jordan and all that.
There you go.
And certainly you can have that dream, but sometimes that's unrealistic because we just don't have the talent set.
Right.
But pick a realistic dream that you think you can reach and go for it. But in that journey, also set goals for yourself that will get you there. You just can't dream it and say, I want to be there. Well, set goals for how you're going to reach that dream and try to knock those goals off as you go along the way. But it starts with being a good human being first. You got to make sure you're a good human being to get to where you want to go.
Well, Mr. Taylor, I want to thank you, I guess you and Mr. Sykes and Mr. Bunning and BJ Dawson for honoring us and taking the initiative to, think about our state championship team and at 50th year celebration was so important to the guys and not only the players, but the coaches and the managers. So I want to thank you guys for that. You did an excellent job and something that we always remember.
Well, Hondo, let me say this. I don't know back in the 50s and back in those days, the game was so differently. But in my opinion, professionally, and I've been around Steve Decatur for more than 40 years, that team is the greatest team that's ever come out of Steve Decatur High School. Top to bottom. And what's so impressive about that team is the night that I was able to announce to each and every one of you, every team member on that team has been successful. And that was more impressive to me than obviously winning a state championship. Plus the values, and I know most of you guys personally, and the values that you as adults have taken into your professional lives and personal lives beyond that state championship year is just something that to me that's remarkable and is an example of why you were state champions, because of the type of people you are and the human beings that you are today. I was a few years behind you in school, as you know, but I was as excited back as a kid watching you guys play. I remember sitting in line at Steve Decatur and my dad put me up on his shoulders and getting in line to try to get into that gym to see you guys come out and play the way you did. And then to see you all and keep a relationship with most of you over the years, it's unbelievable, Hondo, what you guys have done as players and now as adults. And you are a true living example of what human beings should be, both as in younger years and now as adults. And I thank you for that example that you have laid for our community and so forth moving forward.
Well, thank you, Lou, for those kind words. I certainly appreciate it. And we'll make sure I reiterate to all the guys. I'll kind of stay in contact with them a lot.
Great, great.
Well, Lou, is there anything else you would like to add?
No, I just appreciate you, Hondo, as a what you've done in recreation sports around Worcester County, giving your heart and soul to kids, and what you're continuing to do after you say retired. I don't think you're retired. You're still out. but I appreciate you, and I thank you for our friendship and our that we've been able to be two Worcester County guys who have continued to carry our talents and gifts that God gave us into Worcester County to help young people, and hopefully we have touched the lives of some younger people along the way, and we'll continue to do that.
Well, Lou, on that note, I think I'll bring our interview to an end.
Okay.
The 62nd episode of the Hondo Handy Podcast has been brought to you by Atlantic Physical Therapy. They're here to help you with your recovery or providing you with a safe environment. They keep the care in healthcare. Located in Maryland and Ocean Pines, West Ocean City, Maryland and Salisbury, and in Delaware, in Sevierville, Ocean View, Millsboro, and Laura. Call 410-208-3630 or find them on the web at AtlanticPTRehab.com. My guest today has been Lou Taylor, Superintendent for Worcester County Schools. Thank you, Lou.
Thank you, Hondo. Thank you for having me.
stay safe and keep smiling.